Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, January 29th. Great to have you guys on with us tonight. Just a little reminder, if you have a question or a comment, please give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Tonight's show is all about beauty news, beauty information, and a little bit of beauty inspiration as well. And since it's all about the beauty news, I'm going to switch it over to my sister Denise. She'll start off tonight's show for us.
Good evening, everyone. And again, welcome. I'm glad to have you all here. We're going to start off the beauty news tonight. First, I wanted to say how fast January has flown by. I mean, my goodness, it just seems like we just entered the new year like a week or two ago, but we're coming down to our last 2 days of January. So we're going to, again, get started with the beauty news. And just to let you all know that next week we will be having a panel discussion that's going to be the format of our show next week. So please stay tuned and join us next week as we're going to discuss some great topics on next week's show, and we'll have some great panelists joining us as well. Marie Carter, wanted to say rest in peace to Marie Carter. She was a journeyman makeup artist. She died a little earlier this month. She was 73 years old. Marie Carter was an Emmy-nominated journeyman makeup artist who died on January 2nd. She was a member of IATSE Local 706. She was known for her work ethic and her talent, which led her to a 1991 Emmy nomination for the Josephine Baker story. Carter worked on several films with Eddie Murphy, including Coming to America, Harlem Nights, and Vampire in Brooklyn. She was the department head makeup artist on the CBS series Falcon Crest and worked on other television series at Universal Studios, the Burbank Studios, and Warner Brothers. She is survived by her daughter and her three grandchildren. Services for Carter were held at the Evergreen Mortuary in Dallas on January 7th. So we're sorry to hear about that, and our condolences to her family. I do know the name. I've never met her, but I do know knew of Marie Carter.
Oh, wow. We're sorry. Definitely sorry to hear that.
Yes, definitely. I'm sure I've wanted to ask Marietta Carter Narcisse, since she's in 706 and lived out in L.A. and Hollywood for a number of years. I wanted to know, I meant to ask her if she knew of Marie Carter. But I'm sure she will be missed, and I'm sure her fellow 706 union members will miss her as well. Oscar Watch 2017, the nominees for makeup and hairstyling, the nominees for the makeup and hairstyling award has been announced. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the 89th Academy Awards nominations. The following nominees for the Achievement in Makeup and Hairstyling Oscar are A Man Called Ove, Love Larson and Eva Von Barr, Star Trek Beyond, Joel Harlow and Richard Alonso, Suicide Squad, Alessandro Bertolazzi, Giorgio Gregorini, and Christopher Nelson. And there were four other films that were considered for the nomination but didn't quite make it. It was Deadpool, Florence Foster Jenkins, Hail Caesar, and The Dressmaker. So congratulations go out to the three nominees. Again, it was A Man Called Ove, Star Trek Beyond, and Suicide Squad for the Makeup and Hair Academy Award.
Nice.
And also the BAFTAs were announced as well. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But the 2017 BAFTA Makeup and Hair nominations were announced on January 10th. The British Academy of Film and Television Arts announced the nominees for the 2017 EE British Academy Film Awards. And the following films have been nominated in the makeup and hair design category: Florence Foster Jenkins, that's J. Roy Helland and Daniel Phillips. There's Doctor Strange, the movie with Jeremy Woodhead. Hacksaw Ridge, Shane Thomas, the nominee there. Nocturnal Animals, Donald Mowat and Yolanda Toussaint. They are the nominees for that movie. And then Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and the nominees are still to be determined for that particular movie. And the winners will be announced at the ceremony on Sunday, February 12th, at the Royal Albert Hall in London, and it will be broadcasted on BBC.
Nice. I wanted to make a quick announcement about the NAHA Awards because time is getting close, since we're now near the end of January, excuse me. The NAHA Awards, I know we've mentioned this several times about this award show, but the NAHA Awards is the North American Hairstyling Awards. And the awards ceremony will actually take place Sunday, July 9th at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Okay, but the deadline to enter is February 10th. So for those of you who are out there who are interested, you have to enter this competition by February 10th. So that's like, what, maybe 2 weeks at the most? And again, it's the North American Hairstyling Awards, but more than hairstylists can enter. Okay, so you have hairstylists, you have makeup artists, you have nail techs who can enter this competition. And I'll give you some detailed information on the actual competition. Okay, so your categories for 2017 are avant-garde, and I'm just going to give maybe a brief explanation of the category so that you'll know. Avant-garde, you would submit visionary work demonstrating new or experimental concepts in hair. Okay, so that's for hairstylists. Editorial Stylist of the Year, it's where you enter your best published cover or editorial work from a consumer magazine. And new for 2017 is Hair Cutting, where you submit your collection showing your expertise in creating looks with a focus on the cut. Hair Color, you submit your three before and after designs showing off your eye for the perfect palette and coloring technique. Hairstylist of the Year. Hairstylist of the Year is the most prestigious recognition a North American hairstylist can attain. Submit your collection of diverse, creative, and versatile hair designs, capturing the excellence and artistry of the industry, focusing on key elements that showcase a stylist who is very well-versed in all aspects of hairstyling. You have Makeup Artist of the Year. And your makeup can make or break any look, so be proud that your work as a makeup artist completes the perfect photo shoot. Okay, so this one, the next one is Master Hairstylist of the Year, and that's where the entrants are top platform artists, educators, artistic directors, and previous hairstylists of the year. But it's invitation only for this particular category. So invitations will be sent out no later than September 15th of 2016. So by now, if you were invited to compete in the Master Hairstylist of the Year competition, that category, you have already received your invitation. Then there's the Men's Hairstylist of the Year. Men's styling is an integral part of the beauty industry, and accentuating a man's features using design and grooming takes practice and dedication to master. And so that's what you have to show in your work. Then you have the Nail Professional of the Year. Artists should show a multitude of skills demonstrating the excellence of the nail industry. You have Newcomer Stylist of the Year. So this will be for stylists with less than 3 years of experience as a licensed cosmetologist. They're the ones who are welcome to enter their best work, showcasing their talents in all areas of hairstyling. Only professional licensed on or after February 10th are eligible. So the way it looks, if you register before February 10th, you don't have to be a professional licensed stylist. But if you register on the 10th or after the 10th, you must be a professional licensed stylist to enter this particular category. That's Newcomer Stylist of the Year. Then there's Salon/School Design of the Year. Enter your salon or school to be recognized as the most aesthetically pleasing and well-designed in North America. So as you know, ambiance is key to a successful salon. Then you have the Salon Team of the Year. Show off your team's diversity, versatility, creativity, and expertise in hairstyling. Salon teams must consist of at least 2 members and be employed at the same salon to be eligible. Then you have Student Hairstylist of the Year. Submit your collection displaying creativity, versatility, and expertise in hairstyling. Students must be enrolled in school or performing required hours in a salon and not be a licensed cosmetologist as of the February 10th entry deadline. Then there's Texture. Showcase your skills with looks that complement the individuality of diverse hair textures. Hair texture may be natural or chemically treated. And then for the last category, and this category is also new for 2017, and that is styling and finishing are vital to every completed look from behind the chair to session work to the runway, and that's called styling and finishing. You know, as I look at these categories, particularly the hair texture and the hairstylist of the year, I can't help but to think about hairstylist Anne Bray. And I know she's an award-winning hairstylist. Don't remember if did she win this competition before, do you know?
I'm not certain of that. She's won competitions all over the world.
Right. I wasn't sure if she's won this one. But I think about her when I see those type of categories. So for rules and regulations and any other requirements, you can visit probeauty.org/enternaha. That's probeauty.org/enternaha. If you're not a PBA member and you want to learn more about PBA membership, visit probeauty.org/membership or contact the PBA membership team at 800-468-2274. That's 800-468-2274. Or you can call 480-281-0424. That's 480-281-0424. And just want to give you a last couple more things about this competition. Again, the entry process, it already opened December 1st of 2016, but you have until February 10th of 2017 to enter. The finalists will be announced and notified on May 10th of this year. And then the award ceremony will take place July 9th at Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. For pricing, all payments must be made in U.S. funds. And then your entrance from Canada and Mexico must pay with a credit card. All entries must be paid online at the time of submission. So, again, all payments must be in U.S. funds. For those who are entering from Canada and Mexico, you must pay with a credit card. For those who are members of PBA, your PBA member pricing is $55 per category, and it's $40 for the Student Hairstylist of the Year category. That category only is $40. Okay, for those who are not members, it's $110 per category and $80 for the Student Hairstylist of the Year category only. Okay, again, you have to enter by February 10th, but you have to enter by February 10th by 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay? Again, if you have questions, you can call 1-800-468-2274. Okay? So good luck to any of you who are out there and who are going to register to enter this competition. And we will let you guys know the winners in July.
All right. Just to let you all know, coming up February 1st is the International Face and Body Art Day. And there's an International Face and Body Art Day page on Facebook, and they are asking you to paint and post an image of you and your model on their Facebook page. Again, it's the International Face and Body Art Day is the name of the page. It's February 1st. And if you can't find it on Facebook, you can just go to Google and do a Google search on International Face and Body Art Day. All right? And also taking place starting Wednesday, February 1st, is the 32nd Annual Santa Barbara International Film Festival. So for those of you movie buffs or for people who work in the film and television industry, if you are interested in film festivals, it's the 32nd Annual Santa Barbara International Film Festival in Santa Barbara, California, and that takes place from Wednesday the 1st through Saturday the 11th. Okay, that's from the 1st through the 11th. And starting on Monday, tomorrow, New York Fashion Week for Men in New York City starts January 30th through February 2nd. Not quite as long as your normal fashion week, but again, it's New York Fashion Week for Men starting January 30th through February 2nd in New York City. Also taking place in New York City, Makeup Forever is sponsoring a pro-only event, Relax, Reboot, and Recharge with Makeup Forever Pro, Tuesday, February 21st of this year from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. They will be complimentary and open to all beauty industry professionals and insiders. Come take a load off as New York Fashion Week comes to a close and treat yourself to a kit refresh before diving back into red carpet season. Warm up with some hot treats and talk technique with Makeup Forever Pro as they demo this season's best red carpet looks for clients on the go using Makeup Forever's iconic Ultra HD complexion line, featuring skincare from Embryo Leaves USA and Twin Medix. Plus, they'll have shopping specials of their Ultra HD range, 3 raffle giveaways, and sample bar of product minis. All guests will enjoy a backstage discount, 40% for registered backstage card holders, 20% for aspiring backstage card holders. And Makeup Forever's New York City Pro Studio is located at 8 East 12th Street, New York, New York, Their phone number is 212-941-9337. Again, it's 212-941-9337. You can RSVP by emailing your name and guest names to prorsvp@makeupforeverusa.com. Again, the email address is prorsvp@makeupforeverusa.com.
All right. Just wanted to give you some information from PBA. The PBA Beacon 2017 winners and announcement will be March 27th from 1 p.m. So winners and honorable mentions announcement March 27th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? You can also go to facebook.com/Professional Beauty Association for more information. I wanted to let you guys also know, excuse me, about a new app for beauty professionals, makeup artists, hairstylists, nail techs. If you want to make more money, have more clients, you're just a tap, you know, a tap away. And this new app is called Joyful. It's J-O-I-F-U-L. It's a beauty and wellness at your service. Okay. Again, it's hair, nails, facials, makeup, and massage artists. You must have a valid professional license. Oh, that's interesting. So you must have a valid professional license, and the offer ends February 1st of this year. I think you get may get some type of discount by on the app by February 1st if you buy it by February 1st. So meet the app for artists who want to increase their business without adding overhead. Joyful provides nail artists, makeup artists, hair techs, and massage artists with the tools they need, appointments, and rewards. In return, artists receive 68 to 75% of the treatment price while bringing mobile beauty to the masses. Interested in being an important part of the future of beauty? Tap into joyful.com. Again, that's J-O-I-F-U-L.com. It's going to launch first in Los Angeles, and then I believe New York is next, and then they will make their way to a city near you soon. So, again, that's Joyful, J-O-I-F-U-L.com. Also, Premier Orlando is coming up June 3rd through 5th, 2017, in Orlando, Florida. And to register, you must register by April 22nd to save $20 off of a one-day show price. It's going to be held at the Orlando Convention Center. That's in Orlando, Orange County, Florida. The website for more information is premierorlandoshow.biz, and that's PremierOrlandoShow.biz, or you can call 800-335-7469. Again, that number is 800-335-7469. Make sure you follow Premier Orlando on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Also, they're going to be at the Orange County Orlando Convention Center. They're going to be co-locating, the Premier Orlando Beauty Show will be co-locating with Premier Day Spa. So that's going to be interesting. So Premier Orlando and Premier Day Spa will be held June 3rd through 5th at the Orlando Orange County Convention Center. Your education days will be June 3rd through 5th, all 3 days, and your exhibit floor will not open until the 4th on the second day. So exhibit floor opens June 4th through 5th, and education days are June 3rd through 5th. You know, I kind of like that because, well, first of all, for those of you who've never gone to Premier Orlando, it's a huge show, and when I say huge, I mean huge. Thousands of exhibitors.
Yes, it is.
you know, and what's important, I think, you know, because I know based on my experience of years of going to different trade shows around the country, when you go in on your first day, a lot of times you always have checked off the educators, the classes that you want to go to, but then, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on the showroom floor, demonstrations, speakers, you know, and product galore that you want to, you know, you want to be a part of. I love the fact that they have, you know, education on the first day and there's no exhibitors on the first day. Because right. then it gives you the opportunity to just go and learn, and not even caring about what's on that exhibition floor.
Absolutely. You
so
can
really,
focus.
You know, exactly.
You can, really
you can focus. And then day two comes along, the exhibition floor opens up, you know, and you're still having your, you know, your education the next 2 days. So then that's when you, you know, kind of split your time and decide, okay, what time I need to be in class, you know, versus I'm just walking the showroom floor. But at least you just get one whole entire day to do nothing but go to class. I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. Now, it might not work out so great for someone who whose schedule is kind of tight and they're coming into town on that first day or the day before the first day and they really want to get some shopping done because they have to leave, you know what I mean, the next day. It,
right.
it may be a little bad for someone with that situation, but other than that, I think it's a great thing.
Right.
It's a great.
I wish more trade shows would do that, actually. Just have a day
yeah.
where they focus on nothing but the education before they actually open up the showroom floor. I think people,
right.
I think because a lot of the trade shows nowadays, I think, are too focused on selling product. And I know that's the purpose for the vendors being there. And I know with the vendors being there, and if the vendors make money, it really helps the shows all together because then the vendors will come back. So I get that. I get the whole, you know, money-making aspect of it all. But for, you know, the shows are actually supposed to be for the people attending. So I feel like the people attending will get the best education out of a situation like that where it's just, you know, the education only day and that being the first day and then focusing on all the, you know, the buying and the products. I don't know. Just my opinion, I guess. Just my opinion. But speaking of trade shows, coming up in Orlando, March 18th through 19th, is the Makeup Show Orlando. It's held at the Hyatt Regency Orlando, which is 9801 International Drive. Again, like I said, March 18th through 19th. On that Saturday, the 18th, the show, actually on both days, Saturday and Sunday, the show opens up at 9 a.m., and it ends at 5 p.m. Again, March 18th through the 19th. You learn new skills that will motivate you in your career from some of the most influential artists in the industry today. Receive hands-on training and be inspired by the artists that work with your favorite brands and celebrities. Purchase the best products for your kit at pro-discounted prices. During this two-day experience, you will find yourself surrounded by eager, talented, and motivated professionals that you can call your friends and family. Set your goals, put a plan in place, learn to define success, and let us show you how to get there. The next step starts here at The Makeup Show. Be part of the community and experience the magic that is The Makeup Show, the largest pro makeup event in the United States, a one-stop shop for all things beauty. Walk in with any empty canvas and leave with an explosion of creativity, a sense of unity, and a newfound inspiration for your craft. What do you think about that pro-discounted prices? Like, I never really feel like, you know, anything is really truly discounted because sometimes when you go to these shows and you see a brand like NYX or NYX, as some people call them, you see a brand like that there, and to me, the prices aren't discounted. I mean, their prices are not, you know, expensive anyway. So when I see a brand like that at a show, at a trade show, I don't feel like the prices are discounted. Like, even if I see, like, the MAC counter, Like Mac may have a booth at one of the trade shows, and I'm, you know, the prices are all still the same. So I don't really feel like these shows offer pro discounted prices. What do you think about that?
You know, I kind of agree with you because, like you said, for the most part, the especially like at the makeup only type shows, you know, they come in, you come in there, and most of these brands already offer a makeup artist, a professional makeup artist discount. So I feel like when you come to the show, you're just getting, for some people, you're getting the discount, like they're offering you the discount. You know, you're here, instead of you ordering online and using your discount, you're coming to the trade show and you can still get your discount. So, but there's nothing like extra, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, buy one, get one free,
Right.
You know, a palette costs $68 and you're only charging $25, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see those kind of discounts.
But, you know, I remember some situations like that with, I remember at IMAX with the company PPI, they used to sell their Skin Illustrator palettes at a discount. Like,
yes.
I think the Skin Illustrator palettes are normally like $70, $80, and you would get them for $50. So that was a significant discount. I do remember that.
Yeah, I do remember that. Now, that's the type of discount that stands out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, because to be honest with you, when they used to sell them at the show at that price, that's when I used to kind of just, like, kind of stock up on my palettes. Like, I would go and I would get, like, two palettes or more, you know what I mean? Because, you know, only $50, you know. So that was a great deal. But I agree. Sometimes I don't feel like it's anything extra. It's just, it's kind of like the norm. When you go to these makeup-only shows, it's the norm. Most of these companies have makeup artist discounts, and that's what you're going to get, the makeup artist discount.
Right.
You know, which is great. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's very appreciative to be able to use your discount, but I think, you know, if you're like me and you're a shopper when you go to these shows, even getting the discount, like you're at a brush company's booth and you're getting a 40% discount, and so I feel like the more money they take off, the more you buy. And then before you know it, you spend a lot of money, and you still want to go around to, like, at least 10 more places to spend money. You know what I mean? So even
right.
though you're getting the discount, it's still, you know, your money can go quickly. But, I mean, like I said, from my experience, I haven't really seen any big discounts except like you were talking about the PPI Skin Illustrator discounts. Those were great. And then for most part, you're getting anywhere from 30 to 40% off already anyway.
Right. And then, you know, I sometimes hate when, and, you know, and I'm not trying to get into the whole IMATS makeup show thing because, I attend both, so I don't even care about, you know, whatever. But I hate when the makeup show says they're the largest pro makeup event in the United States. Because sometimes they try to push that they're pro only, and none of these shows are pro only. You know, it's like sometimes I kind of wish there were some pro only shows, but none of these shows are pro only because, like I've said time and time again, I've even said to Michael Key, you know, the creator of IMATS, that if these shows were pro only, then, you know, they probably wouldn't make as much money because some of the pros come to these shows and they're already, you know, they get a lot of products for free from a lot of brands sometimes. And not just that, but when they work on, you know, film, television, or whatever the case may be, even if they're doing red carpet stuff, you know, because of the artists, because of the actors that they work with, you know, they can get a lot of products. You know, so they're not coming to the show necessarily to buy. So, yeah, you have to have some non-pros, you know, non-makeup artists who are coming to the show. I mean, they're going to keep your show alive, actually. They're going to keep the doors open so that you can offer pros something, because most pros aren't going to come and drop a ton of money on products the way people just, you know, your people off the street, whether they're makeup artists or just women coming to get what they think is a discount on certain brands, you know? So I just wish,
right.
I wish, you know, the shows can kind of get away from saying all of that. I mean, if they create a pro-only show, great. I would love to attend that show. But just stop saying pro-only. Because it's almost impossible. If you really want to make money as a whole, as a show, you know, we can just kind of drop that pro-only thing. I mean, I like how IMAX does have a pro-only day. Now, that's really good. That's really special for pros to attend that pro-only day, because you can see the difference. You know, of course, the shows are not as packed at that point when you have a pro-only day. You can actually walk around. You can hear yourself talk. You can get to, you know, really talk to the vendors and things like that. So it's a really good time on the pro-only day. But, of course, when you get on those days where, you know, the general public is allowed in, then that's the day when things are really crowded. But it's okay, because mostly the general public is there to just purchase. You know, they're not there to take classes and things like that. The pros are there to take the classes. So it all works out. But anyway, moving on from that.
I wanted to mention, because this is very interesting to me, you know, how I like to talk about the nail art competitions. Well, nail art competitions have finally made their way to Lagos, Nigeria. Now, Africa's Nail Art Competition was held for the second year in Lagos as part of the Beauty Africa exhibition. The contest was organized by Nigerian beauty wholesaler and school, Nectar Beauty Hub, which was sponsored by Orly and judged by Orly's international educator, Elizabeth Schutz. So more than 200 nail artists from Nigeria and neighboring West African countries applied, and only 20 applicants were chosen. Now, that's interesting. You know, over 200 applicants, and they only chose 20. I would have loved to have seen, you know, how the whole thing worked. But anyway, the competition took place over 3 days. With nail art themes for each day: Fruits in Africa, Just for Christmas, and It's All About Bling. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have an actual date of when it took place, you know, an actual date, but it was Beauty Africa Exhibition, whenever that was held. But so it's Fruits in Africa, Just for Christmas, and It's All About Bling were the three themes for each day. Competitors had 2 to 3 hours to complete a set with tips and acrylics and then decorate them with Orly Instant Artist and embellishment. Nectar Beauty Hub, which is the school, Nectar Beauty Hub sales and marketing executive, Metian Jembege, describes the competition as a life-changing event for nail techs who participated, with grand prize money that could enable them to open a nail shop of their own or buy tools and materials for an existing salon. Oh, my God. I mean, it was enough money to where they could open their own nail salon.
Oh, nice.
That's interesting. Yeah, in addition to the prize money and gift baskets given to participants, the competition was attended by nail salon owners in need of technicians, leading to new job opportunities for the competitors. Now, that was very nice. The contest gave the participants a valuable opportunity to learn new skills. Check this out. Most of them were self-taught nail artists, learning their skills from YouTube demonstrations. The eagerness and hunger to learn and soak up everything I taught them was heartwarming and joyful, says Schutz. There's a huge potential on the rise for African nail artists. So from what I can tell, oh, wow, the winners were two guys and one girl.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's interesting. So I'm going to keep my eye out for that coming year.
Now, I'm wondering I'm wondering if there is a any type of license for some of these nail techs, because I know in some places and in some countries, you know, like they don't have a license to, you know, there's no license to do skincare or no license. You know, there may be a license or some sort of diploma or certificate that you have to have for like hair. But in some places, especially like in the Caribbean islands, a lot of times there's no particular license or anything that you need to have to do like, you know, skincare, like facials and waxing and things like that. So I'm just wondering if those artists are covered under some type of license or certificate or anything. I'm just curious. Maybe
yeah,
I need
you
to
know,
do a
I'm
little extra research.
Yeah, I was going to say I'll do some research on that, but that's really interesting. But it's good to see that there is some type of competition that has started there, you know, because there are a lot of big competitions out there, and they go all over the world. So it's good to see that happening in West Africa.
Yes. So next up for IMATS is IMATS New York, taking place April 7th through the 9th. So IMATS New York is, at IMATS New York, you can network with makeup artists working in theater, fashion, editorial, film, TV, and red carpet. IMATS New York was the fastest growing IMATS show, which started in 2011, and it continues to keep pace with trend classes, behind the scenes discussions, and valuable tips on how to succeed as a makeup artist. You can stock your kit by visiting any of the top exhibitors. There they go again with stocking your kit. bye. Okay. But on Friday, April 7th, there's a pro card event. So that's the pro event I was speaking of about IMATS. And that's from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, April 8th, the show opens up at 9 a.m. and closes down at 5. And then on Sunday, April 9th, the show opens up at 10 a.m. and closes down at 5. And the show is produced by Makeup Artist Magazine, of course. And their sponsors, or their platinum sponsor, is Royal Langnickel Professional Makeup Brushes. The gold sponsor is Krylon Professional Makeup. The silver sponsor is Kat Von D. The Battle of the Brushes character and prosthetic sponsor is Alcone Company. And the character competition prosthetics was provided by Rubberware. The Battle of the Brushes beauty fantasy sponsor was Limelight by Alcone. And the character the beauty fantasy competition contributing product sponsor with Mel Products.
Okay. Nice. That should be exciting. It always
very
is.
Exciting.
I remember I went to the very first New York IMATS. I absolutely loved it. And they've since, you know, moved the location, so it's a bigger location down by the water, so.
Yes, I'm sorry, I forgot to say that it's taking place at Pier 94 in New York City. Pier 94.
Yeah, very, very nice. Well, you know, I like to always talk to entrepreneurs, beauty entrepreneurs. You know, so for those of you who, we're all entrepreneurs in one way or another in the beauty industry, but for those of you who have, you know, own salons, nail salons, hair salons, day spa, makeup studio, those type of things, I like to speak to you. And I was recently reading an article. It talked about 25 time wasters to stop doing immediately. So I kind of laughed.
That's something
because
that I do that's on that list.
I laugh because the very first one they say is talking too much.
Oh, boy.
They say this is the number one time wasters. They said, let your clients do the talking and you do the work.
Mm.
And you know what? When you think about it, you're right, because I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes talking slows me down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and, you know, sometimes I'm not focused, and you kind of forget when you come into these salons and you're providing a service, it's kind of on a, it's a time thing, you know, because 9 times out of 10, you may have another right after that client. And,
right.
you know, once you're late or go over, it throws everything off. But then you also have to think about your client's time. Sometimes,
right.
sometimes people come in, like on a Saturday, and they have all day. They're doing nothing in particular. After that, get their nails done, they're going to go shopping, so it's no big deal. The mall doesn't close till later on tonight. I'm fine. But then you have these people who come in on their lunch break.
Right.
They know that their service is scheduled out for an hour to an hour and a half, and that's the only amount of time that they have. They have to get back to work, you know. So it's things like that that you have to be mindful of. And, you know, sometimes your clients will think you're great and you're an attentive listener if you just listen, you know.
Right.
You know,
right.
and it's just, I just laughed when I read that because I'm like, you know what? You're right. That's the number one thing we need to learn how to stop doing right away. Let them do all the talking. So that way, if anything is slowed up, it's because they're doing the talking. You know, they may be stopping. You know, now for somebody that's like, if I'm doing your nails, you can talk all day. But I'm doing your makeup and you're talking and you're moving your head and things like that, then that's when the client talking can slow you down as well. You know what I mean? So it's just best to let them do the talking so that way if anybody has to stop talking, it'd be them, not you.
Right.
Another one of the things, I'm just kind of just going through and picking out some things, but this is so important right here, failing to systemize. And what they mean is like, how long does it take you to prep? You know, how much time do you need to start polishing?
Mm.
And they pretty much say that if you don't have a protocol for the steps in your service, you're wasting precious minutes. That is so important. And I think it's also important when you book a client and, okay, so you might, you know how long it normally takes you to polish nails and that kind of thing. But when you book a client and then you book someone behind them, you may be allocating only, let's say, this manicure, and you know what they're going to get, but this manicure may only take an hour, you know, say you're getting a manicure and some other special things, this may only take an hour. But if you're not including how much time it takes for you to set up, then get started, and each little step, you know, the manicure plus the extra things, you have to think about the time that it takes to do all of those things, implement that into that one service, and then when you book the next service, you're really going to need some time after that for the prep for the next person.
Right.
You know, so if you have a special system for prepping, you need to include that in your timing, and a lot of people don't. And so it wastes time. Answering that cell phone. And they raise the question, why is this still happening? Because people can't help. Because people can't help it. That's why. Don't you agree? They just can't help it.
They don't want to help it.
Right.
I think people don't want to. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Mhm. So basically, and a lot of times, though, you know, a lot of times it's other clients contacting you to book appointments and things like that. So one of the things that they suggest is have your clients, if it's a client that's trying to contact you, have them to just text you.
Mm-hmm.
And then just mm-hmm. then just respond privately instead of interrupting a service.
Right.
So the only thing, I totally agree with that. But the only thing is, if you have a person who's so used to when somebody texts, they're going to stop what they're doing and pick up that phone and then text back and respond back. That's still an interruption. That's still rude.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you know, whenever I'm working, you know, before I start setting up, I always put my phone on vibrate, either vibrate or silent. So if someone's calling, if I can't see you, if I'm not looking towards the phone when you're calling, then I'll just miss your call. But even if I see you calling, I'm not going to pick up and answer it. You know, I'll wait till I've finished, you know, doing the client's makeup, and then I'll take the time, you know, to call that person back. If it's a situation where they're calling and they continue to call and continue to call and continue to call, then I may think it's an emergency. And so at that point, I'll, you know, say excuse me or whatever, and then take the call and answer it. But rarely do I ever answer the phone, you know, if I see that someone's calling, but I always have it on vibrate or silent. Most of the time, just silent.
Right. Absolutely. Let's see, there's another one. Undercharging for nail art. They say we need to stop this time wasters, to stop doing immediately. And they said, my techs who do nail art often make less than techs who don't. That's not to say you shouldn't offer it, but making sure you are charging what it and your time is worth. So you're wasting your time if you're undercharging. What do you think
pretty
about
much,
that one?
Pretty yeah. much you are.
Yep.
That's why it's so important to charge what you're worth. I mean, if you're listening to this show right now or you catch it on the playback, you have got to tune in next week with our panel discussion, because that is going to be one of the topics that we discuss will be rates and how to charge what you're worth. That is going to be so important, so don't miss it. I'm sorry, not next Sunday, but Sunday. We'll be back on Sunday, February 5th.
Well,
Yes, the 5th. Next Sunday is the 5th. We'll be back Sunday, February 12th. Yes, February 12th.
Right.
Next Sunday is the Super Bowl, so we're not going to have a show next Sunday. But February 12th, we'll be back. We're going to have a panel discussion, and we will be talking about rates. So please join us. It's going to be so important to catch that show that night. But, I mean, if you're not charging what you're worth, it really is a waste of time. Why even bother?
You're right.
Why do the job?
That's right.
It's like charging $10 for a manicure. Like, who does that anymore? And I'm just going off the top of my head because I'm not sure what most people are charging now for basic manicures. But you know what I mean? Or it's just like, you know, oh, I'll just charge you $5 for a manicure. You know, maybe if you're a student and you are, you know, just finishing nail school or something. You know, but you got to think about it. How much does the polish cost? A bottle of polish is more than $5. I mean, you can get a cheap bottle of polish, but a good bottle of polish is more than $5. You know, your time is worth more than $5. You know, there are other things that go into a basic manicure. There are other products that go into a basic manicure. And when you total all of that up, it's more than $5. It's more than
$10. That's right.
You know, you have to consider, you always have to consider your time. You always have to consider the products being used. And you always have to consider your level of talent. Now, like I said, if you're a student just coming out, but, you know, you just learned how to do nails just when you went to nail school, then maybe you don't feel like you're, you know, at that level to really, really charge. So, yeah, maybe you don't charge that much for your talent. Maybe all you're charging is $5 for your talent, but then you still have a price to add on for your time, and you still have a price to add on for your products being used. So, you know, maybe you can think about charging maybe $15 to $20 for that basic manicure.
And, you know, there are a lot of other things that they mention over here, but you know what? A couple of these things I think I want to save until we have that panel discussion in, what is it, 2 weeks from now. We're going to have a couple of celebrity and professional makeup artists, hairstyles, and other artists in the beauty industry on with us to discuss some of these things as well. And I'm going to leave some of these because I've noticed that there are a lot of them that a lot of other people can really chime in on. But one of the last things I wanted to say that was mentioned is saying that, you know, you are wasting time and living without intention when you do not have a plan for growth. So if you are a beauty business owner and you don't have a plan for growth, you are wasting time. And we all have heard the saying, you know, when we fail to plan, we plan to fail. We've all heard that. So it's important to set goals for growth so that you're always on the lookout for the next, you know, the next hire, the new assistant, the next location, and improved services. You know, and one of the things I want to dive into in 2 weeks is how we waste time and we miss out when we don't take advantage of social media. But let's save that one until 2 weeks, because we're going to dive into that as well. Okay. So thank you guys for tuning in with us, and tell them quickly how they can follow us.
You can follow us on Twitter. We are Beauty. On Instagram, we're Beauty_Talk_Media. And on Facebook, we're Beauty Talk Online Radio.
And repeat that Twitter, because you kind of went out when you said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Twitter is Beauty_Talk.
Okay.
Instagram is Beauty_Talk_Media. And Facebook is Beauty Talk Online Radio.
All right, so there you have it. So, again, join us in 2 weeks. That's February 12th for our Beauty Talk Beauty Panel discussion. There won't be a show next Sunday because of the Super Bowl. And next Sunday is the 5th, so there's no show on the 5th. But we'll be back on the 12th. So we thank you for tuning in tonight. We thank you for your continued support. A big hello to all of those who are going to hear tonight's show on the playback. We want to say a big hello to our listeners and friends in London, and for those of you who are in Australia, all over Africa, not just West Africa, but all over Africa, the continent of Africa. We have listeners in Canada. So thank you guys for listening, and of course to our U.S. listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued support. We're working on year number 9, and we are excited, and we have a lot of great things planned for our listeners this year, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, have a wonderful and a blessed evening, and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody. Chat with you guys in 2 weeks. Good night.
Good night.